When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
6 days till launch, till we can take this beautiful sunshine strip and take away all of our worries almost immediately.
Typical blue collar American. Okay, I work 60 hours a week, but my wife turned me on to this. This little bad boy right here, Axis Clarity by Elemere. This little strip.
Are saying
incredible.
This is brand new product, brand new company launching right now that had an incredible. How cute is this? Look at this. Isn't it adorable? This is the actual what the hype is all about. The little yellow strip, the happy strip, whatever you want to call it. It's called Axis Clarity. So this is a
have you ever used those Listerine breath strips, like the ones that dissolve on your tongue? Well, imagine if they were yellow but made you happier and healthier. Well, that's the concept behind Elemere. This company that produces these strips, Axis Clarity, and Clarity spelled with a K because they're so quirky like that, advertises them as a near cure-all. Though their website doesn't tell you how they'll live up to those promises, they claim that it'll support your gut, your second brain as they call it, and help improve joint mobility, boost your mood, and encourage a calm mind. The company is still extremely new, so there are very few reputable sources talking about this MLM. Therefore, let me say now that the situation is changing and a lot of what we know can still be considered alleged. But whether it's addressed by the news or not, Elemere is certainly getting its fair share of attention online. And a lot of this seems to be due to their distributors. Like, I'll be honest here, this MLM has to be one of the most hilarious and ridiculous I've seen in quite a while, and that's talking a lot since we cover a lot of stuff here. Apparently, since they only officially launched recently, before distributors even had access to these products, the higher-ups at the company told reps to post pictures of fucking yellow post-it notes to look like Elemere strips. All over Instagram and social media, distributors have been using the hashtag #ChangeTheConversation on their Photoshop posts. And they show off the products, even though not all of them are that skilled at photo editing, to say the least, so you can definitely tell they're yellow post-it notes. One woman literally has her thumb cut in half with Photoshop, showing a picture of their Elemere strip. Another told her Facebook followers that, quote, "This little strip is for the days when he leaves the toilet seat up and I make him take 100 selfies to get the best one. Save your marriage." And I'm just going to be honest, I have no idea what that means. What does leaving the toilet seat up have to do with taking 100 selfies, and what does all of that have to do with saving a marriage? I don't even know. This is some next level stuff here. Now, some of their sellers are interested for a whole host of reasons, like Deborah, who claims to be a psychic, medium, and spiritual counselor who does angel and soul readings. Others have allegedly threatened to dox their critics, and best of all, those that promote these magical little yellow strips on TikTok will often be told about how dangerous the ingredients are in the comment sections. One of their most notorious sellers, Riss Elise, or Riss Elise, however the hell they say their name, has gotten so much bad press and upset so many people that someone even created a subreddit devoted towards preventing people from being scammed, manipulated, and lied to by her. And it's really not hard to see why. In December 2020, she filmed her son crying while she listed off the hobbies she loved to do and asked her governor to open up, as in end the quarantine, in her video description. And that's right, because her son's swim practice lessons are way more important than saving people's lives. But hey, at least she's admitted to photoshopping her pictures, though she's used the excuse that she's only had one strip sample and forgot to take the photo of it. Elemere as a company feels like it's desperately trying to prove the old adage, no press is bad press. Yet they look so laughably terrible that I don't even think they're doing a particularly good job of it. I've seen some bad MLM photoshopping out there, and distributors saying they got results with dieting programs when they actually just lost weight by giving birth or, you know, lost weight through Photoshop. But Elemere is a whole different kind of beast. These distributors feel especially pushy and misleading, the product is particularly scammy, and the histories of those that created the strip are especially murky. So, with all of that being said, let's dive right in.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
And so I just made a mention. I said, hey, with the biotech company we work with, they actually do a lot of alternative natural things. I don't know if you're interested in it. And I started explaining the process of the absorption technology that they had.
Everybody
and in the middle of the conversation, and so he was like, is that technology that you're talking about real? And I said, yes, me and Tuan became very good friends with the head chemist and we're really good friends with the biotech owner. And so he said,
hello, everyone, and welcome to an early episode of Multilevel Mondays here on this lovely Sunday morning or afternoon. Depends when you're listening. I'm the Illuminati, and today we're going to try to get to the bottom of this new MLM called Elamere. It has been a while since an MLM has come to me that was so highly requested by so many folks. You guys have been blowing up my Instagram DMs. I've seen the requests on Discord, messages over in the Patreon server, even on Twitter. You guys are everywhere, and even in the comment section of other episodes. So needless to say, you wanted to know about this MLM, and after everything I've learned, I want to share it with you too, because it is a roller coaster ride. So sit down, buckle up, and let's get into it. So we're going to start by trying to answer this very basic question. What the hell is this MLM? Well, here's the first answer. Expensive. It's $89 for only 30 of these tiny little strips. I'd say unless they're made of gold, that's just not worth it. But even edible gold is actually cheaper than this. There's no justification for that cost, especially when you look at the ingredient list. There's cyclodextrin, thiamine, NAC, and curcumin, otherwise known as turmeric. So presumably that's what gives the strip the bright yellow coloring. And thiamine is vitamin B1. It's the NAC that people have issue with. So NAC, or acetylcysteine, is, according to science.org, an antioxidant that's been recommended for lung disease as it can thin out mucus production. Which makes that sound charming, right? Well, that's the thing. It's not as if NAC is innately dangerous and can't be used. It is a safe medication when used correctly. But like all medications, really, it's the last bit that's key when it's used correctly. Just because aspirin is safe doesn't mean you're going to stick it in a supplement and not warn people about the dangers. Unfortunately, that seems to be what Elamere does here. Despite the FDA excluding NAC from the dietary supplement definition, Elamere has it in their products. It seems like this should only be available by prescription, so how the hell does Elamere have it unregulated? And I guess it's not entirely true, because Elamere isn't the first MLM and probably won't be the last that I've seen selling questionable ingredients. As we've seen before, the FDA is notoriously soft with these things, though they did seem keen on acting out against NAC in particular back in 2020. It had consistently been advertised as a hangover remedy, so they sent out a flurry of warning letters telling companies to back off and stop their false claims. Though articles about this were written in July, the FDA also reviewed their policy around products with NAC in them quite a bit recently. On August 1st, 2022, they reiterated their decision about NAC being excluded from that definition. However, they did add that just including NAC in a product isn't enough for them to act. It'll take a company marketing NAC as a cure-all for them to actually send out a warning letter. It's not as if this is the most harmful thing that Elamere could possibly use, but it's most certainly towing a line. While that seems to be good news for this MLM, it's concerning to me that Elamere is only in compliance right now. They were formed about a year ago, long before the FDA's August 2022 decision. So when this was happening, those behind this little yellow strip knew that there wasn't enough research about NAC. They knew that it was in this gray, murky area, but they went with it anyway. Did they do their proper research and discover that NAC can cause nausea, vomiting, and in high doses, even death? Did they take a look at how side effects can include urticaria, itchiness, rashes, and even hypotension? Like with any supplement, you've got to be careful. And while the supplement industry as a whole disgusts me and is highly unregulated, I can at least appreciate a company that has at least a shred of transparency, enough to show some of their side effects on their website or product pages. But Elamere doesn't respect that. Though they have the classic, our statements haven't been evaluated by the FDA blurb at the bottom, there's absolutely nothing on their product page about potential side effects or any harm their product could cause whatsoever. the product's potential dangers or any warning signs about NAC are ignored. But beyond that, I don't see how they improve gut health, joints, or mood either. Their distributors use a whole host of buzzwords in their posts and seem to talk over their downline in customers' heads in order to look like they know what they're selling. Here's an example post. Nanotechnology usually needs emulsifiers. You are manipulating the molecule, and it still stays in a oil form, so still needs to go through digestion. We don't manipulate, we encapsulate, and we bind to water and not an oil form. So basically, we are beyond nano and liposomal absorption. Liposomal is a little more absorption than nano, but we are a step above. This technology is exclusive to Elomere and can't be duplicated. And as commenters have already said, that's a very long-ass way to say that they've got a little vitamin strip that essentially just gives people a little happy placebo effect. Don't get me wrong, a placebo effect is powerful, and it's been proven to the point that the American Medical Association even considers it ethical to use to enhance healing, so long as the patient agrees to it, that is. In a UK survey, 97% of physicians acknowledge that they'd use placebos at one point or another. Mood improvement matters, absolutely. Let's just not pretend that this little yellow dissolvable strip is more than some kind of Santa Claus magic. If you believe in it, then it might help you, and that's fantastic. But to say that it stabilizes blood sugar and detoxifies your digestive system, I am just gonna need some more proof and some studies before I take their word for it. Plus, if a variety of articles say that it's hard to explain what the product actually does in words, then that just might be a red flag that it may not do anything at all. While the language may be complicated at times, proven medicine can explain itself in simple terms. Elomere can't seem to do that, but they've convinced thousands that they work just the same.
I'm a brand partner here at Elomere, and today I want to talk to you about the compensation plan. How do we get paid with this opportunity with Elomere? I'm going to break some things down for you, go over some qualifications. PV is your personal volume.
Elomere started pushing themselves a little while ago, and up until July, they were in a pre-enrollment phase. From what I can tell, this just means that people were able to sign up to Elomere as sellers and gain a downline, but the product didn't launch to the public yet. The way it was advertised was, without a doubt, pretty shady. Testimonials promised all kinds of improvement to mood, with a ton of sellers, primarily women of course, saying that they felt calmer and happier due to Elomere's strips. One testimonial featured online was only from a minor, 13 years old, saying that it helped her in school. She allegedly wrote, "Middle school is hard. There are a lot of expectations. I sometimes feel like I have so much going on in my head that I don't know where to begin. This strip helps me feel calm and able to focus on my schoolwork. Makes life a little less complicated." Now, this one in particular does concern me that a parent might hear these symptoms and just ignore their child's struggles. Maybe a child is going through ADHD or anxiety and it's currently undiagnosed, and telling a parent they feel overwhelmed is their way of communicating. But what if that parent decides to use Elomere instead? Would they just give their kid a little yellow placebo strip and call it a day and hope for the best? We've seen that before with essential oils and other extremely loyal distributors who push their products onto their children. So I wouldn't be surprised if Elomere is no exception to this unfortunate rule. Even better, though this testimonial is floating around, at the very bottom of the Elomere website, it reads in tiny little blue lettering that this product isn't for use or sale to anyone under the age of 18. So the question here is, which is it? Are they not for kids, or are they going to act as if this can help kids with school? It's very contradictory. I think this is harmful, and it makes me have less respect for them. If an adult wants to put some random dissolvable supplement into their body, fine, have at it, do your thing. But don't encourage parents to give it to their kids. Nonetheless, full of promises and happiness and calm and mental focus, Elomere got ready for launch. They seemed to accept money from distributors, signing up with a ton of representatives, with some stating that they even made $1 million in sales. However, the math just isn't mathing. Reps said they had 5,000 boxes, so even if they sold a box for $100, that would only be $500,000 in sales, not $1 million. They hadn't even opened to customers yet, and the math was already not adding up. Articles later said that since it cost distributors $250 to sign up, this seemed to be the source of that $1 million in sales. Was anyone selling any products yet? Who knows? But if you had 5,000 boxes to give away at $250 a pop to your sellers, then that does make a bit more sense math-wise. Now, in my opinion, this is screaming pyramid scheme. If you don't have any customer sales but you're making money, then it's clear that the way to earn is to grab a downline. And so long as the primary way to get income is by building a downline, then that's kind of the definition of a pyramid scheme. Their products aren't making the money, the promises and opportunities are. even when Elamere launched on July 5th of 2022, everything that could go wrong pretty much did go wrong. Though you'd think the company would prepare for launch, instead, hundreds if not thousands of orders went unfulfilled. This didn't seem to stop Elamere from taking money from people, though I still think it's pretty gross that they're signing people up and promoting despite not having the stock. Every other normal company puts up an out-of-stock sign, but I guess Elamere doesn't care about that. If they can make the money, they will. Actually fulfilling the orders be damned. Not that they didn't have excuses, though. The company blamed their problems on broken machinery. Sure, machines do break. That happens. But the machine that they said broke seemed to be a rotovap or a rotary evaporator. And I'm not a chemist, but even I can buy a new one online for like $2,000. So I'm not sure what's stopping Elamere. But that's not all, because Elamere distributors were a bit late to the game here, but they too started making COVID claims, saying that pharmacies wanted their products because they were effective against the virus. Judging by the screenshots, this was all within their group chats. Yet one of the founders, Van Nguyen, was right there with them in the Zoom call, and as far as I know, she didn't shut them down. I've got no evidence she was encouraging this, but her language wasn't exactly ideal either. She told distributors that their concerns about regulatory compliance were only rumors and that the questions around NAC were unfounded. So long as they weren't making medical claims, they were safe. However, all those testimonials we saw earlier sure toe that line carefully. Each one is about mood, not curing a disease. You'd think then that these reps would know better about making COVID claims, but apparently not. As for the broken machinery, the failure to send out stock in a timely manner, and the shaky legal stance, there haven't been any meaningful updates. It also seems that even though distributors aren't really getting their orders in a timely manner, there aren't many customers in that boat because there aren't many customers to begin with. Now, take this with the tiniest grain of salt because these numbers are from social media screenshots and anti-MLM accounts. There were supposedly just 1,000 boxes in stock, and at launch, Elamere couldn't even sell that many to customers. Not distributors, but actual customers, just within the first 24 hours. Again, I have no idea how accurate this is, though it would certainly prove that distributors are the customers. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because we do know that the launch went so poorly that they're launching again at some point in the very near future, supposedly sometime in August or September. New TikToks say that it's not fully available to the public yet, but you can try this calming mood strip before anyone else, if you become a brand partner, that is. And yeah, that's the whole link in bio that these TikToks lead to. Sign up and become a distributor. Or stripper, because yeah, their sellers say strip with me and become a stripper all the time too, which is really cringe language. I've got to give Elamere credit here though. They are using a whole new method of scamming. I meant selling. They're using a whole new method of selling that I just haven't really seen used before. Since they're such a new company, they're pushing that excitement, that exclusivity to try this before anyone else in order to recruit. And that's a new one. And in my opinion, it's pretty fucking scummy. So then who is behind this MLM and this type of new and weird business model? Well, the Nguyen family, as we mentioned earlier, but they're not alone either. And before we start to dig into the underbelly of Elamere and who's actually funding this, let's take a quick moment to thank today's sponsors. First impressions are everything. So if you're looking to make an impact with your online content, then you need Issue, the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everything you want to be seen. You've created content and now it's time to post it and share to Instagram and send it to your clients. But if posting your creation everywhere includes reformatting, resizing, re-downloading, and re-uploading, then you need Issue to help. And that's because Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content from marketing materials to magazines to catalogs, portfolios, and more. There's no need to endlessly scroll through PDFs because Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on every single device. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. And Issue already seamlessly works with tools you use, like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for an annual premium account, you can get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code MLM. That's Issue, spelled ISSUU.com/podcast, and use promo code MLM at checkout for your free account or 50% off an annual premium account. Again, that's issue.com/podcast with promo code MLM. And after working your tuchus off after a long day of work, sometimes you just want to have dinner that's delicious, fresh, but also easy. And that's where HelloFresh comes in, because they're making home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. And you can savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh, because HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to door in less than a week, allowing you to enjoy delicious flavors of the season right from home. And HelloFresh has a whole variety of options. They are way above 55 weekly options to take the stress out of meal planning and prepping. From family friendly to fit and wholesome, even veggie, and they just, I saw the email for this just a couple days ago, they now have vegan options too. HelloFresh has tasty and nutritious meals for everyone. Now, you guys know that I've put HelloFresh on hold for a little bit on my personal account while I'm still recovering from surgery, but they allow me to choose menus up to, I think, like 6 weeks in advance or something like that. So I've been planning my advanced menus, and I am so excited to get back to chowing down on some delicious food. So if you want to get started and change your cooking experience at home, make sure you go to HelloFresh.com/MLM16 and use code MLM16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/MLM16 and use code MLM16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Properly, this is what Terry and his team, he is going to employ his whole team to do for us.
Annually, going to sit down with everyone, and we're going to cut this little notch in it like that, okay? If the notch is in it, literally, it's simple. You just take it, tear it across, and then you got your product inside.
In less products being shipped, we will unlock 5,000 boxes to be ordered the first round so that we ensure that we sell out all of that and do not collect any extra dollars, because we refuse to take anyone's money in less.
Now, when you go digging into who Tone and Van Wyn are, you'll find that they don't actually own Elamere at all. When they founded it in 2021, yes, but Terry LaCour is actually the sole director, and he's a whole different story. See, LaCour Enterprises is a powerful name in direct selling, even if there's not all that much information about them. Their nutraceutical branch works to manufacture a whole host of supplements, and they've worked with Euphoria Science, Bulavita, Nutricelix, Lifosity, Perfectly Posh, and You Are Worth It. I'm sure there's more, but the point here is that LaCour is no stranger to MLMs. It feels like these supplemental MLMs crop up everywhere, and those that create them are just throwing shit at a wall to see what sticks. My opinion, of course. Elamere just so happens to have stuck. For now, it seems. LaCour aren't the only ones throwing things at walls, though. The Wyns have, too. Back in 2019, one Business from Home article announced that only 24 hours after joining By Design, the power couple achieved the president rank. By Design also hits all those buzzwords, claiming to be part of one of the fastest multi-trillion dollar industries with the most explosive opportunities. They said they had culture-crafted products with a visionary leadership. It's honestly difficult to even figure out what they sell, and the articles are so busy blowing smoke that they don't bother to tell you either. From what I understand of their website, they sell courses based on 3 categories: digital, travel, and wellness. But they also have some random objects, like smartwatches, face serums, and EMF protectors too. And what is an EMF protector, you might ask? Well, it claims to neutralize 5G waves. There's so much misinformation about COVID and 5G that I wouldn't even know where to begin to tackle it. But basically, the people buying into these products often believe that the pandemic and EMF exposure are related. Yes, it's absolutely fucking crazy, and I know those words just came out of my mouth, but there's no actual reasoning with some people lost that far down the rabbit hole sometimes, unfortunately. So to make a long story short, the Wins worked for ByDesign before creating Elamir. Clearly, one problem is how they peddle shitty products that are only based on arrogance, fear, and idiocracy. But the other is how the Wins and other MLM founders like them just jump ship to sell whatever's trendy at the moment. Now, this is just my opinion based on what I've seen from MLMs in the past, but there seems to be a handful of new MLM founders out there that are just all about creating some niche product that seems crazy enough that it just might work, aka a tongue strip that makes you happy. They sign up as many people as fast as possible, perhaps through some unorthodox methods, make bank, then bail before any consequences can be had. There are a lot of supplement MLMs out there, some more successful than others, that aim for a moment in the spotlight. Naturally, doing whatever it takes to get a product out there can be dangerous because it might include false claims, photoshopped photos, promises to sellers, and misleading information. You name it, it might be there. But when money is the main motivator, well, stranger things have happened. I would love to think that these founders genuinely do believe in their product, that it's not all about money and the downline, but their own interviews are actually extremely revealing. On Elamir's official YouTube channel, they've published a video where Van claims that she's telling their distributors the story of Elamir and how it came to be. According to her, one of her husband's friends and business partners, John, pitched her a new product. Van says she wasn't interested, though she wasn't happy where she was career-wise at the time. Shortly afterwards, she did go out to dinner with John, as well as Terry and Jennifer LaCour. There, Van claims she told Jennifer about the biotech company she worked with and discussed the brand new exciting technology with her. Terry LaCour asked her if it was real, and by the following week, they got together with Van and the head chemist of the biotech company she worked with. Van told these representatives that they developed a whole new way to make strips, combining flavor and structure. What makes these strips so unique, she explains, is that when these strips hit your mouth or water, they will bind and identify as water, so they bypass absorption and go straight to your bloodstream. The funny thing is, even if this is how the product works, Van still doesn't explain how the ingredients will improve your mood or how it's more than just a placebo. Instead, she actually passes that off to someone else within their little chat, and this portion of the video isn't shown on the Elamir YouTube channel. For someone that believes in the product so much, why isn't this explanation anywhere to be found? Instead, what you can find is an extremely lengthy breakdown of their compensation plan. And I'm sorry, but if you take just under 10 minutes to explain how your employees make money, then I think you might be doing it a bit wrong. Allow me to summarize real quick. You might be able to make some money by selling products through their retail bonus method, but their Fast Start bonus, Generational Team bonus, Rank Advancement bonus, and 3X bonus are all ways you could supposedly make bank and involve signing up other people and having stock. It's also required that you have at least one person in your downline to rank up, which, not gonna lie, feels weird. I don't wanna say illegal, but it feels wrong. Imagine literally any other job where you deserve a promotion for your hard work and then your boss tells you, no, you actually need to sign up another employee first. Like, unless you're a literal fucking hiring manager, I can't imagine that ever making any difference whatsoever, but here we are. The products and advertising were shady, so don't expect their foundation to be any different. But what about their other co-founder, Tonewin? He has a hand in this too, even though Van seems to be the more vocal of the two. Well, Tone isn't exactly on the up and up either, and he spends his time on TikTok and YouTube by instructing his followers to buy crypto, play and make purchases within NFT games, and earn other volatile forms of income. Does this alone make him inherently shady? Not necessarily, but like, kinda, yeah. Even though the crypto and NFT universes are notoriously unstable, if someone is transparent with that, then that's fine. Use your channel to explain those concepts if you want. Let your followers know what worked for you. That's fine too. However, even Tone's history with less than reputable products, I'm not sure I would trust him to give advice on any of these types of things. And it also seems that I'm not alone, as one of the higher risk projects he promoted, Lorverture, has a pretty horrible reputation, and one of Tone's commenters told him it was nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. So what are we left with then? Two founders that have a history of joining shady MLMs, bouncing around to earn what they can, a product that isn't really proven by any scientific methods, at least none that they've published, and a company that's already dying before their grand relaunch. Sounds pretty great, right? Yeah, well, some distributors are feeling the same way, and a new MLM, Awakened, but spelled ridiculously and it's missing a second E, opened for pre-launch to take those frustrated, hopeful representatives into their loving, sweet MLM arms. This one has an NFT gimmick, as you get digital collectibles when you rank up, and their flagship product, unsurprisingly, is a fat burner supplement. Awaken seems to be on track to become the new Elamir in terms of laughably terrible claims and a gimmick that lasts until launch, and it's a quick way for those at the top of the pyramid, I mean, company, to make a quick buck. They claim to rewire your brain, and I'll be frank, maybe I should just take one so I can rewire my mind to forget these exhausting, ridiculous companies. As expected, I don't have a positive thing to say about Elamir. Well, at least their products haven't sent anyone to the hospital yet, but again, the bar is pretty low. With all of that being said, these are just my opinions, thoughts, and whatevers about this new MLM called Elamir. So if you learned something new here today or enjoyed today's episode, please make sure that you're liking, following, and subscribing to stay up to date on all the new episodes. I really appreciate you spending some of your time here with me today, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!